Hello there, fine listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Books on the Move, a podcast from the You Heard It Here First podcast network. My name is Danielle. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. Here on Books on the Move, what I do is I talk about books in some capacity while I'm on the move in some capacity. Usually that looks like me either taking a walk or driving my car. Typically the walks are indoors because who wants to go outdoors, am I right? Just kidding, I'm kidding. But anyway, they're usually indoors due to weather or the fact that, like, right now I look like garbage. I don't want to be outside. You know, I don't want to put in that effort. So I'm inside pacing back and forth. It's what I do. So with all that being said, welcome to today's episode. And today's episode is interesting because, like, I knew this morning I wanted to record an episode, but I originally had thought I'd be talking about another topic, but then it occurred to me, oh my gosh, I really want to talk about this other topic. And so I'm kind of recording it on a whim, but I have very strong feelings about what I'm about to talk about. So let's jump into it. So I watched this video the other day. Wait a minute, what just happened? Okay, there we go. I watched a video the other day. You know, my slippers are just bothering me so much. Hang on one second. Okay, back to the episode. Sorry about that. So anyway, I watched this video the other day, which I've had on my to-watch list for a while, and I always like to explain these situations in detail so that you have a better understanding of them. So basically, I really like YouTube. In fact, I like YouTube a little too much. One of my favorite things about YouTube is the video essay. I love video essays. Like, I love them so much. And you either have people who also love them a lot, or you have people who are like, why would I like that's not fun. Like, I just want to watch like this cat video or this Songify video. Why would I do that? You know, and personally, no, I don't mind cat videos. Songify videos I'm probably staying away from, but we're not having this discussion, right? The point of me saying this is that, yeah, I tend to watch YouTube a little too much, but, you know, for a good reason. You know, typically the video essays I watch are sort of in terms of, like, for research purposes, just like for overall knowledge, for overall understanding something. I really like video essays. It's just that I watch them way too often, because when I watch a video, I like to watch it and pay attention to it, which means I can't pay attention to other things. But anyway, so I'm subscribed to a lot of people. They put out consistent amount of videos on top of the videos I just generally find on YouTube. So let's just say I have a lot of videos in my watch later playlist to get to watching. In fact, it's over 500 videos. Yeah, and that number doesn't go down. Oh, clock. Let's walk this way, away from the clock. That number doesn't go down. I mean, sometimes it does. It gets down to like 480, but I'm constantly adding videos to it so consistently that like it either goes up or goes down a little bit, but then goes back up. So just to give you an idea of my YouTube habits. So there was this video. I don't know how I came across it, but somehow I did, and I saved it to my watch later playlist. That video being Bookstores: How to Read More Books in the Golden Age of Content by Max Joseph. So I don't know who Max Joseph is. Upon looking at his YouTube channel, because after watching this video, I was like, this guy's awesome. He might have created the show Catfish. I'm not quite sure, to be honest. I just saw the Catfish trailer on his channel, so if that's the case, okay, cool, I guess. I'm not a big MTV person, because I think that's what the channel was that Catfish was on. And when I say I'm not a big fan, like, I really don't like MTV, so I don't know how to feel about that, but anyway, regardless. So put this video on my watch later playlist, and I put it there because when I read the title, How to Read More Books in the Golden Age of Content, I was kind of like, this resonates with me at this moment in my life, because I think there's some people who kind of like, I don't know, they'll kind of laugh when they say, oh, we're in the golden age of television, or we're in the golden age of content. It's okay, like, sure. But like, I genuinely think we are. There is so much programming out there today. Maybe not consistently good, but enough good that like you can say, oh, this is the golden age of entertainment. And I think part of that is due to the fact that we have just access to so much today, you know, and I'm thinking in my head of, you know, we have Stranger Things, which I would argue is never that good, but Stranger Things, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, another thing I would argue was never that good. And we have so many like things that are trying to get our attention, you know, and it's hard to kind of sit down and focus on a book. And for me personally, this resonates because I have not done that much reading this year. Now, partially that's due to the fact that I have been working on a project called Level Story, as well as other projects, writing a novel, working on video essays, podcasts, and these things take time. And that's time that I haven't been able to put in to reading books. So what's ended up happening is I think, I don't know, maybe I've read 10 books this year, maybe less. And the pile of books sitting on my nightstand is just piling up. So I saw this video and I was like, I never thought I would need this advice, but yeah, I guess I could use it, because there's so much entertainment kind of pulling or tugging at me to watch it and to consume it. But I would much rather consume books. So I put the video on my watch later playlist, but it was pretty far down the list. Because one, I didn't recognize the YouTuber. And I was kind of like, it was a longer video, it was almost 40 minutes long. And I think in some ways I was kind of afraid of it. Like, I would have to confront some part of myself that I didn't want to confront, you know? Like the fact that I have become a bit lazy, that I have become a bit more addicted to my smartphone, that I am at a place in my life in terms of how I approach technology and like how I consume technology, that like my 22-year-old self would despise. Like, I remember I got a smartphone, but I hated the effect that smartphones and phones in general had on our generation when I was in college. Because I had a friend who I was fairly close with who would constantly be on her phone. Constantly, like, when I say constantly, I mean literally all the time. She would have it next to her at the kitchen table. And we would be like, I'll never forget this. We one time were walking together and we had to cross the street. And I was talking to her and all of a sudden I turn around and she's not with me anymore. She's across the street still texting and she has now missed the light. And many other stories like that. So for me, I'm at a place now where I'm not maybe at that point, but I find that I look at my phone when I wake up. I'm one of those people who brings their phone into the bathroom with them. I have my phone next to me at all times. And I don't like that feeling. And I know it's bad, but I do it anyway. And so I think somehow this video was kind of like I don't want to deal with that right now. I don't want to deal with having to grow as a person. So that will just be in the backlog and I'll grow as a person at a later date, you know? So with all that huge lead up, the final bit of lead up is that I don't remember who, but and I feel like it was a friend of mine, but the more I think about it, the more I think that's not true. Because I deleted my Facebook and in my head I'm thinking that's where I would have seen it, but I deleted my Facebook before this video existed, I think. So anyway, I'm rambling. What I'm saying is that somebody either I know or I know of posted about this video on social media and said it was really great. So I was like, all right, well, they're saying this is a really good video. I've had it on my list for a while. Maybe I should bump it up. So I did a little, but it, like, when I say bump it up, like, it was still in, like, the 200s of the 500 video playlist. And if you know anything about, like, video essays, they're not short. So, like, it takes me a good chunk of time to get through all these videos I have in my queue, you know? So I was like, because I'm constantly scrolling through this playlist, and I was like, you know what? This is a video that I feel like now is the time to watch, especially because, like, later today I'm going to be on another podcast on this network, Lost in a Book with Brittany, to talk about a favorite book of mine, Gilead. And I've been reading through Gilead, and I kind of was like, you know, I'm reading very slowly, and I feel like there's so many books I want to read, and I'm just not finding time to do it. How can I read more books in this golden age of entertainment? And so I was like, you know what? Let's move this video up in the list. And so I did. And I'm so glad I did. Because turns out, yes, the video would force me to actually relook at my life and reevaluate things. And so I want to quickly talk about that, which when I say quickly, you know me, it won't be quickly. So let's jump into it. So basically in the video, we have who I'm assuming is Max, our host, who decides to visit a bunch of bookstores. I say around the world, but it's like, I believe mostly in Europe, I think South America. I think there might be one or two in the United States. I forget. It doesn't quite matter. That doesn't take a huge... The bookstores themselves are amazing, but they're not like the focus of the video, if that makes sense. They're a part of the video, but they're not the main part. The main part of the video is basically like, the video is what I refer to as something called the braided method, where it kind of braids different types of, weaves, I guess, different types of stories into a narrative to make one whole narrative. So this one basically braids this guy's visits to different bookstores, and then his interviews with different people who have to do with reading. So he interviews the guy who is the fastest reader in the world. He interviews, I believe, the president of Brown College. Again, I don't have the video in front of me, so I could be wrong. But, and then, I forget another guy he interviews, but he's the first guy he interviews, and, or he doesn't really, he interviews them, but more he's kind of talking with them and like having experience with them and really trying to figure out like how to make better reading habits. And the first guy is like talking about how, you know, let's see how fast you read. And he measures how fast this guy reads. And then he's like, okay, so with your reading speed, you'll probably read this many books a year. However, if you read at your reading speed for half an hour a day, you will double, triple, quadruple the amount of books you read in a year and in your lifetime. And the video talks about this sort of, as a reader, I'm sure we all can relate to this, this need to, maybe not a need, but like this feeling within us that like we are never going to be able to read as many books as we want to before we die. And that's something that, like, I mean, death itself has become a big fear in my life as I've gotten older. And, you know, like, not to say that I'm old, but, like, at 28, you know, I don't know, death has become a bit of a concern. And I, or more of a reality, I should say. And for me, like, I have so many books. I have a bookshelf that has six tiers stuffed with books. I have a closet, which is stuffed with books, even more books than on the bookshelf. I have a basement that is also full of books. And I think that, I guess, what am I trying to get at? My point in saying all this is that as readers, we do have this sort of feeling that we won't get to them all. And that is so depressing because there are so many good books out there and we want to read them all, but we can't. But this video kind of argues, well, actually you can. By just reading a half an hour a day, you're putting in that time to get to reading more books more often and have that knowledge. And they kind of talk about how, you know, how many hours do you look at your smartphone? How much does that add up to? And so he kind of talked about how many hours a day Max looked at his phone, added it up total, and said, like, just, I'm making a random number up, but just say it was 12 books a month he was reading on social media. Then if he just read a half an hour a day, he can change those social media volumes to actual books. I guess I should have said earlier that to get more out of this response, you should probably watch the video itself. So maybe go watch that. So he talks to a woman, I believe, who works at a bookstore, and she says that she reads every single day. She doesn't watch that much television, and she gets up early and goes to bed early. I believe he talks to the president of Brown University, and she talks about how, you know, she wants to see students sitting on campus outside reading a book and how important that is. He talks to the man who's the fastest reader in the world, and he offers tips about how you can read faster. Tips which I have been trying to utilize at times in my own reading, and in a strange way it does work. But I'll let you decide that for yourself. So, my response to this, what did I get out of this video? Well, I think the big thing for me that I got out of it is that, like, I think for me personally, like, I always have so much on my plate. I can't picture my life without being busy, without having something to do or accomplish. And I think that's a very good thing, right? But at the same time, I think it also is like, you know, especially this year, I kind of go to bed and I'm tired, I don't want to read, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, another day that I didn't pick up a book. And like, these books are just piling up on my nightstand and I have not touched them. And I want to, but I can't bring myself to do it. And I am aware that I check Twitter every day on my phone, way more often than I should. And I'm aware that, yes, I'm playing video games for my magazine, but I'm also aware that I'm playing them far too often and not picking up a book. And that's so frustrating to me. And I didn't know how to stomach it or really grapple with what the next step was to fix that problem. And this video, oh, I wish I watched it sooner. Because at a time like right now where I'm trying to really kind of get into, like, I realize that I'm living my life without habits, or bad habits, I should say, and I need to have good habits, not just in reading, but in many other things, and the way I conduct my own work, the way I practice my health. There's a bunch of different things, and this video alone helped me grapple with those ideas and come to conclusions about things that I have been dwelling on for months. Like, yeah, it's probably better to go to bed early and wake up early. And you know what? Maybe uninstall Twitter from your phone and don't look at it. And I think that was like one step alone that has made me more consistent with reading, because now that I don't have Twitter on my phone, like, I don't check my phone before bed. I bring a book with me into the bathroom. I know, crazy, right? Fantastic stuff. But, and like, okay, we can make jokes about it, but seriously, you know, the video talked about how, like, you know, you're putting time into looking at social media and kind of being thoughtless. Well, instead of using that time to, you know, explore social media, don't give them the satisfaction. Put the phone down and read a book. Bring a book on the subway. Read a book at lunch. And this really affected me a lot. With so many things kind of pulling for our attention, you know, I find that I am falling for that with every single day. With every passing day, I fall for it more and more. And I've become so aware of it, but like, how to stop it, how to end the cycle, if you will. So, a lot of times, the reason I would look at my phone, pick up my phone more often than read a book, is because I have this weird thing, this weird tendency, that to read a book is to sort of, as they say in the video, it's almost like a meditation. It's kind of forcing you to focus. It's forcing you to, you know, almost push out the world around you. And just, it's just you and this book and nothing else. And it's a very intimate experience. But for me, that was almost the reason that I wouldn't pick up a book, because I was like, well, I don't really want to think right now. I don't really want to, you know, have to be in a focus state right now. I don't really want to do any of that. And I think that was kind of my problem, right? That I was actively seeking an escape from focus. And I think right now in my life, what I need the most is focus. So I've been trying, you know, now that I've uninstalled Twitter, I don't have a Facebook anymore. I kept YouTube on my phone, but, you know, I'm not, that's another thing where it's kind of like, I don't want to get into a full video, so I usually don't watch too much on my phone. It's usually on the computer. And Instagram's on there, but, like, I kept it there because I can't really post things from the computer on Instagram. They don't let you. So I kept it because I use it. I do use it for a Level Story and personal purposes, but yeah. So what is my point in all this? I guess I finished this 40-minute experience of watching this video. I left with, like, this strange joy within me that I haven't let go of since. Because I wonder how many days it's been. I think it was Tuesday and today's Friday. So, yeah, I watched this video. It was actually kind of late in the afternoon. And it was, like, right before, you know, everybody was getting home from work because I happened to be off that day. And so I remember my mom got home and, like, none of my family, none of them are readers, which I know. It's a huge shame. And all I wanted to do was talk about this video, but I knew I couldn't because, like, none of them can relate. So I didn't. And I kind of just held it inside, this joy I had about reading books and how great reading is. And it only made sense to talk about it on here because now that I'm reflecting on this, I realize just how much better my life already has been because of these small changes I've made. Of instead of picking up my phone, I'm picking up a book. And I'm really trying to fix, to have a more focused attitude in life. And I think already reading has put me on the path to doing that. It's just being mindful and remembering to keep this mindset going. And so I will link the video in the description. It is fantastic if you haven't watched it. Seriously, go check it out because I absolutely loved it. And again, it was kind of one of those videos that it was long. I knew it would confront some issues that I wasn't ready to confront. But once you do, it's just so much, it's so fulfilling. And I am just so happy to have watched it at this point in my life. Especially, like, it's almost like when I needed it the most. And I'm thankful because I've been reading so much more and at the same time getting a lot of work done. Because in my head, like, there's always like, I don't have time to read. I don't have time to do this. But it's like, you do have time. You're just looking at your phone, you know? And if you get rid of social media and looking at your phone constantly, suddenly, oh, wow, that's right. I can do this, you know? And I was thinking the other day, like, about all the things I wanted to do, like, all the projects I had on my list. And I can't explain it because the feeling didn't last too long, but it was kind of like, yes, like, I can do all of this. Like, I have time to do this. I'm not going to worry about it because I know I can do it. And I think that that's a mindset that is not easily acquired. I think especially in this age of golden entertainment, golden television, whatever, we're in the golden era, it feels difficult to do all the things we want to do. But I think this video sort of, in a strange way, said, actually, you can do everything you want to do. And, well, just kidding. It wasn't saying that, but, you know, I feel for me, my mindset, it really helped with coming to terms with that. So, with all that being said, I think I'm going to end this little episode of Books on the Move. So thanks for listening. Once again, watch the video. It is incredible. I really, really enjoyed it. And yeah, I will talk to you all next episode. Again, this is a part of the You Heard It Here First podcast network that Brittany and I run. And be sure to listen to her episode, which won't be out for a while, but her podcast, I should say, Lost in a Book. I will be on there talking about Gilead by Marilyn Robinson. We're recording that later today. It's going to be fun. So thanks for listening. And I'll talk to you all next time. Goodbye.